It's April 21st, 2022, and it's time to fail to save some people. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast where we don't talk about Dota 2 on a podcast. And it's a very special episode of Bottle Crow, isn't it, Six Detmar?
Sure, yes.
We've got a lot going on.
We have a lot going on. This is going up the day that there was supposed to be. This is going up, you know, the 22nd, I guess. And listen, if I don't make it, then just roast me. It's fine. Yeah. But this is going up when there was supposed to be a Battle Crow, because Battle Crow recording got fucked up. Mm-hmm. It broke.
Mm-hmm. The lost episode count increases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But I was waiting for Nicholas. Nicholas wasn't really late. I was early, and I was hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And as I do, I pulled up. Oh wait, we're still in the fountain.
Oh, people, we're still in RTZ Speakeasy.
Well, that's fine. Oh, RTZ Speakeasy. Well, that's fine. It's fine.
I've gotten all my rage out at the patch. Now I'm just trying to be happy, because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time. I need something to be mad at. And now that I have the patch, I'll be angry at.
You know, I might need to grab a Mike's Hard for this process at some point, but
you might
not at this exact
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, we are. I'm the anti-rule. I guess we're the anti-rule. I love the idea of just, like, you know, our friend Bea just popping in here. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey guys, I found this spider. Anyways.
And we'll just have to react to Bea, because Bea will absolutely not be recording, and it'll be a whole fun thing.
I was going to say, I actually record all Discord audio.
Oh, right, you do. But yeah, look at how good they've done work. Look how good Kerbin looks now.
So
anyway, so
explain what we're doing.
Yes, yes. I was streaming Kerbal Space Program, just futzing around. I was trying out a new program. I was trying to create a new device to kill...
Six?
Yes.
All right. If you can still hear me, Six... Six has currently crashed, I believe. Possibly hard crashed.
No, stream has stopped. No.
Oh, nope. I just got a little fuzz.
I'm pretty sure this is Nick's internet.
Maybe his computer did not hard restart.
Hmm.
Oh, you're a robot, Six.
Internet is being weird. At the moment, I'm just admiring this nice 3D model. Hey,
we're back. Welcome back, Six.
Thank you. Okay, re-explaining what was going on before my internet decided to have a little hiccup there. Mm-hmm. Waiting for Nick in the Bottle Crow server
Discord.
Decided to stream some Kerbal Space Program. Was working on a device in case someone got stranded. I wanted to be able to detonate their ship at will. It was a thing I used to be able to do. But with revisions to the physics in later versions, my old model doesn't work anymore. And so I'm trying to come up with a new way. Anyway, Nick was like, is this really a problem? I mean, how many people get stranded? And I was like, huh, funny story. Showed Nick that I have people stranded here in space, in Kerbal Space Program. Kerbal Space Program has the Kerbal system, which is kind of an imitation solar system. It has most of the planets you would expect. It is short some gas giants. It only has one gas giant. Also, I believe that's the only major change. Here's a Pluto, basically ELO here. Also, the number of moons of various planets and stuff has changed. Anyway... And Nick was like, why don't you just go rescue that guy you have in a close orbit of the sun? And I was like, ha ha, that's a big ask.
I was not like, why don't you just do it? But, like, you know, if you're going to be like No Man Left Behind, listen, you can't change the past, Six. You can only change.
Right. But this is the other save. I started specifically a new save for No Man Left Behind. This is the listen. Lots of people have
Six
been left behind.
Shoving
save.
Things into a drawer in the closet, stuffing the door shut. No skeletons in here, officer.
Here, the thing about NASA, right, is that one, there's more than one person working there, so they can check each other's work. Two, they get to use computers for calculations. I don't, because this does not have a great calculation system. You can't, like,
okay,
you can't plan multiple burns.
No?
No, you can plan one burn.
What about Kerbal Space Program 2?
Well, that's actually going to be, that is in development and is going to be way, way, way more sophisticated. They are working on, like, interstellar travel and, like, theoretical engines and stuff and multiple burns and automated burns and all sorts of
things.
Sick
burns.
But, yeah, so we're going to try and rescue these people. I do think the first step of that does have to be, however, I mean, I could send probes, but that's cheating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first step of that does have to be discovering a murder device.
In what way?
Well, because we're probably going to fail, and then we're just adding to the people we have to rescue.
It's a self-destruct. Okay, I thought you meant you're just intentionally going to try to shoot what's-his-name out of the sky.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I don't think I'm capable of that. Okay. That's, I mean, that is literally like you're saying, like, aiming a sniper rifle at a rock in orbit of the sun. That's not going to happen.
I mean, just shoot their sniper rifle down.
That's a good point.
Just point it down.
So we're going to start off just by working on a murder tool, a way to consistently kill whoever is.
Do you have a usual approach?
Blow up a ship. I mean, as I say, my old approach doesn't work anymore because it seems like, because what I used to do is I would get a very basic engine, a liquid fuel engine, and place its fuel tank directly below the nozzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the flames would go directly onto the fuel tank and the fuel tank would explode and the whole vessel would explode. What happened when I tested it just now was that basically the fuel tank, like, it seems like the connectors holding the fuel tank in place melted right before it exploded, so it detached and then blew up. It seemed like what happened.
Can you use stronger connectors?
Or maybe just a bigger fuel tank? But then we're gonna have a problem of we can't have this be too big because we need to attach it to everything.
Is the only way to kill them for it to explode? Can you not manually open the airlock?
I mean, you can let them out, but they'll just EVA. Like, I don't believe there's a way to just make them take off their helmet.
Damn. Is there a way? Surely the. So the manned capsule has no, like, oxygen supply, right? It's just its thruster fuel supply, if anything.
I mean, they don't really simulate oxygen.
There's no life support. Okay.
Right. I mean, if someone is in this, they'll be alive. Like, the person I have trapped is in just a... Well, one of the people, excuse me. Is in just a spacesuit and has been for 27 years.
I see.
Oxygen, roomy. Water, food, not an issue.
Sewage.
They are eternal.
Entertainment.
I mean,
and that's why we psyched. That's why we broadcast Bottle Crow Reborn at deep space frequencies, like really low frequencies, so that some alien somewhere or a stranded Matthew McConaughey or something, he like has something to listen to while he floats in space.
I've just discovered the payload bays, which I've never messed with, but in theory, this is not practical, but in theory, I could get, like, I could take a big vessel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Load it with three small ones that are unmanned
and
shoot them at people to destroy them. I don't think I have the talent for that. Anyway, what's going on
talent
in the world of Dota? Yeah.
In the world of Dota, we're going to... Oh, I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, I have to order something if I'm just going to sit at the bar in our cheesy speakeasy? Okay, I guess that's reasonable. Let's see, what do you have... Trying to watch my calories. I think I'll go ahead. I will take an Accelerator Kiwi Lime Natural Flavors. Accelerates metabolism. Plant-based thermogenics. Sick, so it's appropriate, you know? We have a thermogenics going on in here. As well as active energy. This is not passive energy, which is a thing. Good. This is active energy, okay, Six?
Okay, I'm glad to hear that the energy is not it's, passive, it is active.
It is active. And my metabolism, going to be accelerated, for sure. No sugar, 10 calories, got potassium, niacin, vitamin B6, B12, some magnesium. The ingredients are carbonated filtered water, citric acid, sodium citrate, potassium phosphate, natural caffeine, green coffee bean, coffee fruit, guarana, yerba mate, magnesium lactate, sucralose, acesulfame potassium, natural flavor, niacinamide, vitamin B3, ocean mineral electrolytes, sea salt, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, Panax ginseng, ashwagandha, green tea extract, pyridoxine, HCL, dihydrocapsiate, coenzyme Q10, cyanocobalamin, vitamin B12. In addition to just, you know, the normal difficulty of reading an ingredient list for like a minute straight, the text is just so small and it's so reflective. That's my excuse. Zero sugar per can, zero artificial flavors, zero artificial color, and zero chemical preservatives. Not sure about that one, Fim. 200 milligrams of natural caffeine to increase endurance, ocean minerals, electrolytes, and plant-based thermogenics. We'll see how much I end up drinking of this, because I did accidentally just, like... I never take naps, but I had like an exhaustion nap, just like when I was tired. Occasionally it'll happen, just like my body decides it's going to happen. So I hit the Jack sack for just a little while here. No! So we'll see what happens. It's like hold on. Pardon me. I didn't even take a picture yet. It's in this white can. Let's not take a selfie here. Nobody looks good while podcasting. It's a rule. Accelerator. And I was just like, you know what I haven't done on Bottle Crow in a while? An energy drink. Our bread and butter. That's what the people come here for. So here goes.
I assume so. Accelerator. Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna crack it open.
So there's your accelerator. Also, I'm posting a picture of this test machine for my new. I'm trying an alternate setup for blowing up a Kerbal. So I'll test that.
Is it those yellow things?
Yeah, those are fuel tanks. I figure if they're stacked, like two of them stacked directly below it, and they're larger, perhaps they will detonate in a way that I want.
All right, so I've popped it open, and this is kiwi lime. If I didn't say. Oh, that is. That is a very strong artificial kiwi smell. Wow.
Shout outs to Danvis Kerman, who's definitely going to die here one way or another.
Thank you, Danvis. We appreciate you.
All right. Now
okay,
I don't. Oh, right. I should really have turned off the engine before purging it. I always forget to do this, and then it's just sort of stuck on there.
You're just spewing.
It's okay. It'll run out of fuel in a second, and then there it goes. And then watch this.
And then it dropped off.
Wait. You're kidding. It's perfectly going through the hole in the tanks.
This is a great... You've built a great rocket. Imagine if your gas tank was just like in your
very
engine.
Improbable.
I'm sorry. I'm just entranced here. It's really good. It's great radio. Anyway, I don't often have things, I feel like, with artificial kiwi flavor. Or like any
it's
kiwi
good.
Flavor.
I like artificial kiwi flavor.
It's different.
I like
okay,
artificial...
So...
Like strawberry kiwi, usually. But,
you know. There we go. I even spilled a little bit on myself. Great. Oh my.
Yes.
I don't know how to describe this. Oh, that's weird. Oh. It's not bad. It's fine. It tastes exactly like how it smells. Like kind of mostly kiwi. I don't really get any lime. Maybe no, it's mostly just like a really artificially sweet kiwi. But it like makes it's like feels weird.
Meanwhile, I'm doing a rocket that is showing off baby's first mistake in Kerbal, which is, I mean, my intention was not to get into orbit, but this is the most common thing for new players, is not realizing that leaving the planet is not just pointing the rocket straight up. That doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you have an insane amount of thrust, you could probably get an escape trajectory by doing that, but what you really do is just sort of go straight up and then come straight back down. So right now we are at 82 kilometers up, and we're dropping.
Okay. Yeah. We'll try out our parachute. Feeling weird. Ashok. It has a name, Ashok Accelerator. Maybe it's the plant-based thermogenics going on inside of me.
Perhaps.
My body doesn't know what to do with it. Maybe somebody's like, what the fuck is this? Let's see what color it is. Gotta have the glass here, of course. Maybe if I decant it a little. I don't know, I guess we'll just pour the whole thing.
I appear to have created a bomb. This is going to go extremely poorly.
Oh, and impact. Very nice. Danvin, whatever his name is, killed.
Congratulations. Danvis, yes. Danvis. Sorry, man.
Never mind. It's like extremely clear. Here, you can see my soundboard behind it.
Is this really an artesian? I guess we have established that you're allowed to have non-alcoholic beverages, artesian.
Yeah, it just seems more appropriate. Like the artesian speakeasy is no open for anybody, right? That's why they call it a speakeasy, is because it was like really easy to get into and like very accessible, right? So here's the picture of this clear thing. Oh no. Oh. So I've put it into this glass and very wide opening in comparison to that little can. Doesn't do the smell. It's not very good. You need like a whiskey glass that like concentrates the smell. It's very weird when it's weak. I'm just try it one more time. Something's gone wrong.
Oh dear.
It's worse now that it's out of the can. It needed that like aluminum taste. The Bottled Crow. You have a ship called the Bottled Crow. I bet we made that in the Minus One episode.
Yeah, it's not a great machine.
Can we see it? Can I see it while we progress here?
As in, you want me to launch it or just look at it? Okay. All right. Yeah, so the main issue with this thing, it has four solid fuel boosters strapped to a center, like, heavy engine. The main issue with it is that it has a space station observatory as its cockpit, because that's flashy. That's really not aerodynamic, and it ends up making it fly badly.
I remember it being bad.
Oh, I've got multiple like launch stations now?
Crater launch site.
Let's go to the crater launch site. I didn't know about this. This must be part of an update. No, it's all going to be on. It's all going to be here. I think you can do that with mods and stuff. Yeah, look at look at this.
You're like in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Truly.
Okay.
All right, Winta Kerman, prepare to die. Respectfully, madam.
Respectfully.
See, this is a foolish thing. This is before I knew what the fuck I was doing. This down here. Also, I need a. There's no second stage. Well,
six, turn it on, and we're going to progress here.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Because while we wait for Winta to explode, let's.
It's very stable.
Let's take it to queue time. I believe it goes very unstable.
Oh, yeah, actually, it doesn't really want to turn.
At a certain point, it's going to... get ahead of time. Maybe not. Welcome to Queue Time, our segment about other video games besides the main video game we totally talk about, Dota 2. And excusing Kerbal Space Program, what Six is currently playing while we're recording. It's like a half Battle Crow... the podcast recorded exclusively in like a battle royale or other type of video game. It appears like you're going to orbit successfully. Is that correct?
I think that's going to happen. You've I got to purge broken, these before they explode.
20 kilometers. At-
oh, pfft, wasn't fast enough.
20 kilometers a second. And we saw some real shit. Okay. Kickback solid fuel booster.
Yeah.
Anyways, cue time. So I think we mentioned it last episode. It's been a while. Sorry, it's been a while. It's been a time. I'll return to Jack Sack real quick. I think I've talked about how occasionally we have to do these 24/7 like shift things at work for testing the things before we send them to NASA at the very end. So I had that for 2 weeks, and I don't mind graveyard shifts if they're like together or not a lot of them. This was kind of neither of those two things. It's a thing, but that's done now, so I've less, you know, excuses. Anyway, I think I even mentioned it last time though, but Rainbow Six Siege. I've been playing a bunch more Rainbow Six Siege, the tactical first-person shooter. You and I have played a little bit. We need to play more. Mm-hmm. What is this thing? I remember
it's a,
this
it's
thing.
It's a ship called Mistake.
Yep, I remember this one.
I bet the problem with it was that it didn't have enough power. So we're going to fix that.
Yeah. Because it is a fun game. It's very like hyper twitchy shooter. So I really didn't think I liked it. But I don't know, since coming back, I've liked it a bunch. That being said, so the game has been out for 7 years, I think, now. Mm-hmm. It is so buggy. And Ubisoft Connect, the like Uplay, the like client in general, is so bad. And there's so many just little things about the way things are programmed or the systems are designed, I guess, basically, that are just really make you realize that nobody really cares or thought through what the fuck was happening. Let me bring you through, just to start you out, one thing that happened today. You couldn't see any of your friends on the friends list.
Okay.
Kind of. So in the main Ubisoft Connect is what it's called now, their main like little client thing, which you have a separate friends list from Steam to like invite people in the main game.
Sure.
So Ian and I were trying to play. We could see each other as online in that, and as in-game main menu, it shows the status on the main Ubisoft Connect thing. On there, there's a button to chat, right? To open a chat with your friends. If you hit that,
of course,
we showed each other, it would say our name and then say invisible. Invisible mode in Ubisoft Connect, just like anything else, means, hey, I'm really going to be online, but don't show me as online. So, right. Except that we could see that each other were invisible, except we weren't. We were both online, but it showed invisible. I'm like, hold on. How is there an invisible status, for one, where the whole point is that you can't be seen if you're invisible? Defeats the whole purpose, right?
It does.
Anyways, that really got my goat. But then I was looking on the Ubisoft forums, and yeah, their whole thing was just broken. Because there's a Ubisoft Connect overlay in-game, like it's Shift F2 instead of Shift Tab for like Steam's overlay. And that's where you actually invite people in the main game. That showed me as offline with no options to go online. Those were all grayed out. We tried everything. I restarted my computer multiple times, run as administrator, delete the Ubisoft Connect cache folder, blah, 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 blah. Yep, this is it. So...
I didn't touch the controls yet.
You changed things, Six. You needed to just, try the mistake. So
let's launch it.
Basically, there was my first rocket ship thing just attempted to be launched. It had one, like, you know, main rocket, the cylindrical rocket, and then just four other rockets strapped to the cardinal directions, and Six has just yeeted the cockpit off of the launch platform. It tipped over.
Oh, no, this is just a cone. This is just a...
Oh, okay. Well, I think they're dead now, thankfully.
Yeah, they're gone.
Everybody's gone. That's good. Nobody should have to see that. Just like the listeners can.
The listeners can see it. I'm posting a lot in the show notes.
Oh, that's right. That's good. I'm glad. So that was just one thing today. So like we spent an hour and then finally there was like posts on the forum about it. And like, oh yeah, nope. Everything is just busted. So you can't play with your friends. And not being able to play Rainbow Six Siege is kind of the name of the game with a lot of these things. Let me bring you into another scenario, Six.
Okay.
You're just getting back into Siege, right?
That's true. I am.
And so you're playing with friends, obviously, right? Versus, you know, alone. That's a common way. That's why we play these games generally, this type of game. And so you're like, okay, obviously not going to do a ranked. We'll just do this like unranked casual mode, right? And things have been buggy the whole game, or something's messed up like graphically. So the way Siege works, it's like a first to four. It's like a best of. You have to get four rounds to win, but you have to win by two.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. If you get five games, you win. Or if you get four and the enemy has two, you win. I don't know what to call that. Am I just an idiot?
Describe it one more time for me.
Okay. So,
I just want to point out right now, I have to hire more people because everyone who worked for me died.
Is dead. Very nice. Hold on. There's a courage and stupidity bar.
Yes, those are the two stats.
That's amazing.
So Adfin's a great pilot. Look at that guy.
Adfin is a super courageous, super stupid. Courage and stupidity.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, the break loom is so lively. You have to win four rounds. Four to two basically wins. So you have to win by two, except you can win 5-4.
Okay, that's just nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain. I'm like, it's not it's best of four. Win by...
Best of four-ish.
Best of four-ish, yep. Anyways, and so it's like 3-2 or something, and it looks like you're about to lose. Or maybe it's like 2-2. And you're like, okay.
I fixed it.
It's beautiful.
It's about to fall apart. Are you ready?
Yep. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so much thrust.
Incredibly stable. Oh my God, that's so much thrust. Oh, Six, are you steering?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm trying to achieve orbit.
Oh no. I think you've turned a little quickly. Things are starting to vibrate here. Okay. This is the same dumb five rockets strapped together. So anyway, you disconnect on like after you die in one round and there's a... Oh my God.
Starting to swim a little.
Maybe we should just video. We're going to have to stream this sometime. Oh no.
It's fine.
So distracting. Wow, now there's two rockets left. The others are just going. Oh, Six is going to spin. Six is entering a death spin.
I'm not touching the controls.
You should probably eject the other one, right? It flew up.
It's okay. They've got a parachute. They'll be fine. Look at that. Let's go.
I really need to be recording this. Okay.
I'm posting the screenshot of...
I'm glad this is a negative episode because there's no progress being made. Anyway, you decide to re-log, right? Close and reopen the game because things were bugged.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do that. You close and then you reopen. The game takes a while to open, like a minute at least to open to like even the main menu. And you do that and you go to reconnect and it says can't. Like, wait, what? And so you try again. Still nothing. You restart the game again, still nothing. And you realize that if the message when you leave the game is the Uranium Heart has been removed by BattleEye, which is like the anti-cheat or whatever, or the manager. Mm-hmm. Did it just land on top of the ocean?
Oh, it hasn't landed yet. Surface? This is the parachute.
Oh, okay. It's just optical illusion. It just removes you and you cannot rejoin the game. Even though all I did was close the game. I think I even closed it normally, not Alt F4. And it would allow me to reconnect. So I couldn't, you know, play with my friends, which it was really stupid. It also banned me for an hour because I didn't reconnect. I'm like, you piece of shit. The game wasn't working. I restarted the game. There is a reconnect feature. I tried to reconnect. You did not let me reconnect. You banned me for the rest of the time I would have been able to play with people because I did not reconnect.
Meanwhile, we made it. We're on the moon. We did it.
You're in the ocean. I hate to tell
swimming.
You.
Swimming very slowly.
Sully is just enjoying her time in the ocean.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and recover it then.
Yeah. So that's happened multiple times to various ones of us. And then four of us have had the game crash or just break like that before, where it kicks you and won't let you back in. Messed around with a lot of stuff. I think Ian had success turning off the overlay. That generally seems to help. Friend Sean as well did that. But just really bad. So it's like, oh, you left a game, one game, banned for an hour from everything, including like quick match, team deathmatch thing they added. What is...
So like I targeted a piece of debris from a previous launch, from the Bottled Crow that we launched earlier in this podcast. This is just one of the extra parachutes.
It's just a parachute up there.
It's just a parachute. I mean, it's gonna crash.
Oh my gosh!
I can speed this up. You can see it's gonna hit a mountain. Let's have it go through here. Let me turn. Oh, it doesn't have RCS or SAS. Damn.
Wow. Does really
it's just gonna suffer as it hits the mountain.
But yeah, so the game is so. It is such a twitchy game, such a hardcore game. It is also so poorly like coded right now, and has the absolute strictest. Six, are you still there? No, Six's internet has fucked up again. Okay. And we're back. It's such a fucking hardcore game that has the strictest possible punishments for abandonment and friendly fire. So there's friendly fire in this game, right? You can just dome your teammates with a headshot and they're dead. If you shoot... There's a reason I'm being so particular. If you do enough damage... Well, just for example, there's a reason. If you headshot a teammate... It activates reverse friendly fire, in which if you friendly fire again, it will hurt yourself only.
Right.
Right, because it makes sense. So, people can't just grief, If it happens on accident, there's also a little vote thing that pops up. So if you were team killed by, a bullet or something, you can say, blah, 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 killed you. Yeah, was that intentional? Yes or no? And it'll remove reverse friendly fire. Which all makes sense. Would you agree?
Sure. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Does it not?
So, there's also rules. Are you aware of the operator, which is their name for heroes, Goyo?
Not probably really. Not.
He has little, packs of gas, packs of, napalm, that when shot or destroyed, kind of, cause fire in the area for a while, like a Capito firebolt or new Tachanka fire, right?
Sure.
And it's just however they get destroyed. There's also an operator, I forget his name. He has C4 drones, where he has four drones that have just dynamite, whatever, attached to them. So you can drive them up to places and tell them to explode.
Okay.
If you... blow a teammate up with one of those C4 drones, do you think that it should count as friendly fire?
Yes.
It does not.
Okay.
You have four drones. If a griefer were to...
The UF4 drones delivery was very good. Thank you, Nicholas.
Which, you know, I think it's appropriate because we're playing a game.
There are four drones.
Wait, where is it?
More than two drones, but less than one.
That's not it at all. What is that bumper even called? What are we even talking about?
The Newell generation?
The Newell generation, yeah. I mean, we are playing a spaceship game. I just want to hear it.
Shall we begin again? How many lights are there?
More than two lights, but less than four lights.
Engage.
Uh-huh. So you have just enough drones to kill all of your teammates. The drones take only a few seconds to explode. If you begin at the beginning of the round, where usually as the attacker, there's defenders and attacker teams, 5v5. Mm-hmm. The attackers mm-hmm. approach the building from outside points at the beginning. There's a few spawn points where you start. And you have drones, which you can drive around to get intel. They have like a camera that was relayed back to like a little phone you can pull up and put away.
Right.
And so at the beginning phase, you might like run to the building, knock a window out or something, toss a drone in, or you have a drone that you do in the beginning during the preparation phase. You have two. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you get on your drone and you're looking around. You're looking for enemies before you go in.
Get on your drones and ride.
Thank you. What the fuck is that?
Oh, apparently these weren't attached.
Six has some sort of bouquet of rockets. I'm just going to ignore. Six left over half
Goodbye.
The rockets on the ground. Can you just launch that? Oh. Six's rocket is
oscillating. It's a little wiggly.
So a griever.
There goes one. Bye.
This is impossible to talk during. Really have to see it to believe it. So a griever could just take advantage of that moment in which you're stopped and you're like play as the drone, so you're not in your character's perspective.
And they can choose to play as their C4 drone at that time?
Yep. So they
Why? What? So you can like okay, even if they weren't griefing, they could mm-hmm. theoretically win the round during scouting.
Oh, sorry, not during the prep phase, no.
Oh,
I was just explaining the concept of droning. Yeah. Just a normal droning.
Okay. It's not because at the start of every Rainbow Six Siege round, the attackers have a part where they're like, okay, use your drone, and you're forced to use a drone to try and find.
Well, yes, the defenders have time to like set up their shit. Six?
Yeah.
You okay there?
No.
Why are you pointing the rocket back down to Earth?
It's not behaving the way I would expect.
I see. Anyway, Six has exploded.
Something, no, I'm okay.
Something has exploded. The engine is just rotating.
Okay,
away
well, my next
space.
Stage should.
Okay, RCS getting control.
Okay, let's go retrograde, and just try and slow down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so a griefer could use C4 drones, and I bring up the drone and capability because you are not playing as your character. So the few seconds it takes for the drone to explode, you may be on a drone, and then suddenly you're just blown up. This does not count as friendly fire. Nor is there really any way to detect if a person just hugs you the whole time. As in just like, you're playing the game like, you know, covert ops trying to go in the building, and they are just literally hugging you. It's like if you M-clicked on somebody in Dota 2. Just move, click, and follow them. That's a griefing behavior that just can't automatically detect, I guess.
I mean, it's very tricky. There are a lot of ways that people can be shitty in games that have a range of expressivity. Mm-hmm. Some of this I am sympathetic. I do feel like blowing up your own teammates with C4 should be one they would spot.
Why not just have the thing that says, was this intentional or not? How do they not have that? I guess. This is not like it's a newer, but not like a very recent hero added, operator added. Goyo, he's, I think, around the same time, maybe even the same like operation that they added him. So if In Siege, there are reinforcements that you can put on soft walls. There's a lot of destruction, like destructive capability in Siege for like walls, for instance, right?
Sure.
So often you will set up your two bomb sites that are being defended with some walls being reinforced and like metal, much harder to get through, only special tools can, and some you'll leave soft and you'll open up as a rotate hole, they call it, so that you can move and rotate around. So at the beginning, some operators have impact grenades or other ways to open up a wall. If you put a Goyo canister on a wall that gets destroyed, it activates. So it spreads fire in the area.
Uh-huh.
If you activate a Goyo fire thing and your teammates run into it, it causes instances of damage, right? It's a dot, a very
strong
dot.
So it triggers reverse.
So it triggers reverse, and then let's just say within the span of 1 second, it triggers reverse, kicks you from the game, and bans you for an hour.
I have an idea.
Is this commensurate with your expectation of how that would work?
No, it is not. However, I am... Oh.
Six, are you just looking at Kerbal Space Program? Did you hear what I said?
I did. Okay. The thing I'm thinking is like, I don't know why you're still playing this game is basically what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Because it is like, there are a lot of ways you can grieve people in this game. Mm-hmm. Some of them they can realistically prevent. Some of them they can't prevent.
Of course.
Either way, they're not doing it. But like...
But these two examples are things that you can detect super easily.
Sure, sure. And
the
like
Goyo
they
thing
aren't, so
is,
why are you
because
moving
the, what,
on with
what
your
kind
life?
Of fucking excuse is that? Free game, no bitching.
What? No, that's not, I'm not making I'm making the opposite of excuse. I'm not saying therefore it's fine. I'm saying play another video game. Fuck this thing. It sucks.
It doesn't. That's the thing. It's not like this is all of the time. But there are like extreme outliers here.
It's times like this that I have to remind myself that you still play Dota and I don't.
You what the fuck was I going to say? Yeah. Well, so the thing is, these two, incredibly easy to detect. You blow your teammate up. Okay. You ran into a Goyo fire. Sure, your teammate, like... So in theory, if you have a mm-hmm. Goyo on your team, you could just destroy, like, trigger all of their things, right?
Sure.
And, like, when you were on top of them as a way to grieve somebody, right? Like, if they yes. were near one and you blow it up. Sure. So that's what it's trying to prevent. But for some reason, the way it works, maybe because it's multiple instances of damage, but it's like literally within a second, it's a lot of instances of damage.
Right.
So if something gets destroyed at all, even if it wasn't griefing by you, like you try to blow up an enemy that was on the site,
mm-hmm.
and then your teammate accidentally runs over it, then it just auto bans you for an hour. What? Like it should activate reverse friendly fire because you killed a teammate, right?
Yes.
Actually, that's the thing. You don't have to kill them. It leaves you with like 6 HP. It doesn't actually even kill them.
Seems like bad design.
It's unthinkably stupid. And there is another thing. Six, what the fuck is this? Why'd you use the rectangular? Six is trying to make some sort of spiraling death. Six rockets together. What is that?
It's an air intake.
For what?
For air, you moron.
It's an air intake for air. So there's a fucking loser guy who is the minimum rank because he has a 13% win rate. who has like a really small, shitty YouTube channel in which he griefs Siege, basically, and makes YouTube videos out of it.
Okay.
Very tiny channel. But he's been doing it for at least a year. And he's not banned at all somehow. He has multiple accounts, sure. His multiple accounts, he has an accomplice sometimes. I've met this guy three times. In one instance of gaming, I had him on my team and then had him on the enemy team. And then another time recently, I had him on my team. And that's when I discovered the Goyo thing. Because what you do, you see, you pick Goyo. And then you say, hey, can somebody make a rotate hole right here? Which is a thing you do if you have the ability to. You're like, okay, I'll use my impact grenades. So I'm a Wamai, and we have a Goyo on my team who is not this person. I'm like, okay. Then they say on mic, hey, can you make a rotate hole here? And so I throw an impact at the wall, right? Oh, you've crashed again. Okay.
Where I left off was you explaining that there's this man who has ults and griefs sort of like not quite professionally, but like
not at
hobbyistically.
All. Tiny. Yeah, just a real shithead. Like he's sure. Maybe a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so I was on a team. There was a Goyo. This guy was on the team, but was not the Goyo. I was a Wamai, so I had impact grenades. And a thing that will often happen is that somebody calls for a rotate hole, and whoever has the ability to make one, Six has just launched another rocket that was not attached.
I don't know why they're not attaching.
The main rocket. It's very cinematic. There's like a whole squad of rockets just kind of flanking Six's main, actually manned rocket.
At some point, they're going to have to message me and be like, listen, is this a space program or are you just really bad at nuking people?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's
so they called for a rotate hole, right? And I'm like, oh, yes. I have impacts. This is just a thing that happens. They called over voice, not this right. Troll. This person ended up being an accomplice with them. So I throw an impact. They've put a Goyo on the other side of this wall. I can't see. So the Goyo activates. They run into it, and they both say, got him. And then I barely have time to see the messages, but it says, you've hurt a teammate, you've been kicked from the game, you've been banned from matchmaking for an hour. It takes like a second. So that's the reason I discovered that Goyo thing. And I just sat there, kind of just stunned. I'm like, I'm not going to get angry. How... They're so stupid. Ubisoft, so stupid. How has this person not been banned? Like, they have a 14% win rate. A little bit suspicious. They have this YouTube. They have multiple YouTube channels, too. Like, there's alts with nothing on them, but they're the same channel. It just amazed me. The lack of attention to detail, I suppose. And they're like, we're going to put in these hyper strict things because probably the community is like, can we punish leavers more? We have to punish leavers more. Or punish friendly fire more.
This didn't go how I expected, Nicholas.
What's happened?
So you know how I talked about, theoretically, if you had enough thrust, you could thrust straight up and get an escape orbit. We're now orbiting the sun, Nicholas.
So you've stranded two more people.
Maybe a little.
Nadiri and Sully. Do they have thrusters on their main pod?
They not on the pod. They have thrusters on themselves.
You think you could yeet him into the sun?
No, that's what happened. That's how we got this other guy here. Is trying to do that. That doesn't.
Well,
work.
I guess it looks like they're coming back to Earth, right? So in theory,
no, they're not. No? Look at this orbit.
I might be looking.
They have
the wrong orbit.
They have a solid orbit of the sun. That is,
they
like,
are
it looks,
a planet. Yeah,
yeah, they are a planet now.
I think I'm a.
They
planet.
Have cleared. They have cleared their neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood. Yeah. So Siege has. It's been fun though. That's the thing. Like when there's nice people. Siege, I think, has one of the worst communities I've ever seen. I think it's kind of known for that too. Six is now in first-person mode in this cockpit. Oh my god, this guy's jazzed. Really worse. But when there's like when you're playing with friends, which is the way to do it, it is fun. Like it's very tactical. I'm enjoying the shooting. I'm not like very good. I'm pretty bad, but like I'm enjoying it. Lots of different operators that do different stuff. There's just a shield guy called Montaigne that like just has a bulletproof shield. Who like it's a whole playstyle.
There are like a couple of characters who have those things, but like he has the like the biggest, the bulletproofiest
full,
one,
full cover one. Yeah,
yeah.
He can like deploy and undeploy. It's a good time. It's like very It's tactical. It's hardcore. Mm-hmm.
So what you're enjoying is like a sort of a tactical experience, a tactical shooter with like characters with unique abilities and like sort of like map like setup considerations.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So. Maybe like Overwatch.
No, there's no. All hero shooters are the same to me. I think there's some new Siege likes, like things in the same. That's the thing. Siege is kind of like a unique game, but I think some games are trying it. But like, you know, if they're smaller, if your friends aren't playing it. Sometimes you just play what people are playing. You know.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
But anyways, that's the longest SQ time we've had in a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to kill this person.
I was going to say, Treyna. Six, have you gone on to brandeating.com?
I have. And okay. I was wondering, you know, I was waiting for my time. To take it to Taco Chingling.
Chingling, 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 chingling.
Welcome to Taco Chingling. How may I take your
order? Folks, it's happened. God. I don't know if I'm happy about it. I don't know if I'm sad about it.
But Six now works at Taco Bell.
After nearly 2 years, the Mexican pizza is coming back.
No fucking way.
Yeah. On May 19th, though, of course, if you are a Taco Bell Rewards member, you get early access on the 17th. Taco Bell says that it's because of a change.org petition, and that makes it the first thing that a change.org petition has ever changed.
I'm messaging a friend of Greg, Bob, right now. Bob, famously the biggest fan of the Mexican pizza. Just so we know. Okay. Yeah. I can't believe they've listened to feedback. You know, they're incorporating actual reasons, but, you know.
So for anyone not familiar with the Mexican pizza, basically you have two flour shells. Crispy fried flour shells. Sandwiched between them is a layer of beans. And then on top of them is Mexican pizza sauce, seasoned ground beef, diced tomatoes, and melted three cheese blend. Nick, please take it to Shaming Six.
Absolutely. It's always my pleasure.
The mark.
No! Disappointed!
No.
This is great to watch as a Kerbal is burning up in the atmosphere to their death.
What a shame.
No!
I think they'll be okay, actually.
Yeah, you're pointed like retrograde, so you're shielding the cockpit.
So, I've actually never had a Mexican pizza. Oh, that's the overheat gauge. Watch.
Nope, and it's about to explode. Explosion one. Nope, it's spinning. It's prograde. Oh, wait,
okay. It made it through the harsh part of the atmosphere. We're all right.
Very nice. Does it have a parachute?
It does. I could detach it, but that feels like cowardice.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and land this whole baby in the water.
SpaceX style.
We've got a lot of parachutes. We'll probably be okay.
Is the parachute's going to do anything?
They have to catch. They catch at a certain altitude. It's at 4,000. So.
I've never had a Mexican pizza either.
Oh, okay. So shaming Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not the expert.
I mean, some people think it's garbage.
Maybe it wasn't 4,000. Because they haven't caught yet. Is it 3,000?
I think it's just too heavy, Six.
You're but they got a cat. I mean, like,
I
it might not
have.
Be. They, like, no, you'll, they change shape. They change shape. It may not be enough to save it, but they will at least change shape
you're
when
now
they try to catch.
1.5 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. I think they're just too heavy.
There we go. They caught. They caught.
Oh, my God. They did. Oh, my God.
Have some fucking faith,
it's
my
just,
man.
It's just. It's so it's just, slow. How is that possible?
It's just drifting down. Because this is
six
empty.
6 meters a second?
This is just a hollow piece of metal.
But still, like. It's reached equilibrium at 6 meters a second?
I'm a really fucking good engineer, Nicholas.
No, you're not. Like, that's not good.
I think I want, like, a really brutal sprite. Now, here's a question, right? Uh-huh. We're 0.5 kilometer in the air.
Six, keep talking about the Mexican pizza.
I just wanted to know how high up you think we could jump.
I think you're good.
All right.
Okay.
Whoops, I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Trina is jumping out, has jumped out of the...
No, she will at 400 meters. We'll see if she survives.
Okay. So what about the Mexican pizza?
I mean, just that it's back. It's a classic Taco Bell item.
But why are we shaming you? Just because you haven't had one?
Yeah, I haven't had one. I've talked shit about it.
When is it coming back?
Oh, she didn't survive.
Okay. She fucking cannonballed the ocean. Rest in peace.
They added personal parachutes recently.
Oh.
So I could have probably...
You could have saved her, but you didn't. I see.
Right. But look at this little guy. Still floating down.
Wow.
Six,
when is it coming back? I have to know.
I already said that.
I already said
it was May 19th.
May 19th. Oh, so long.
17th okay. for fucking rewards members.
May 19th or 17th for Taco Bell rewards members.
Oh, you're telling Bob. I see.
Yeah. Well, and myself. I mean, we're going to have to get it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure, of course. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Greg, sure. Nice.
Other than that, the only other bit of Taco Bell news is they debuted their new steak white hot ranch fries.
What?
It's like they have a new.
Is it like
they, basically they. No, I mean, I guess sort of. I mean, they
but
already
it's like
had
fries
like
with steak.
It's fries with steak and cheese sauce and tomatoes and three cheese blend and sour cream and white hot ranch sauce, which is just ranch with. Ghost chili peppers, they say.
I don't like ranch that much, honestly.
That's surprising.
Really?
To me. Because ranch is good, but it's fine. You're allowed to have your opinion on this one.
Blue cheese. No, six
blue cheese is disgusting.
What the fuck are you talking? It's really good. It's
poison.
You're
this explains
poison.
Everything.
This
is why you're such
nothing.
A toxic little monster.
A shitty little weasel. Long live the blue cheese. Vastly superior to fucking whatever ranch is.
Shaking my head.
Go like suck on your dill. Just go munch on some dill, Six.
I would love to. Dill's so good.
What?
Dill's
you would just
really good.
Eat dill?
I mean, not like as a meal, but like, sure.
What? Of course not as a meal. Just like straight up eat the herb.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Where do we begin? Wow. Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. Six, I have one of the very important announcements. We've buried the lead here.
Okay.
I've got a very important announcement about the home of
New
Earth.
It's a very spooky episode.
Oh,
okay.
Oh no, it's the original.
Well, they stayed connected this time.
This rocket is fucked up.
I have no way to purge these parts, so I'm just going to turn everything else on too.
Okay, Six has like made a death ring of rockets that are going to spiral, and they're all detached. That was a beautiful dance, though. You got little, like,
science
fireflies.
Is beautiful.
Science in motion. Science rules.
I might have accidentally destroyed the parachute.
Gabe Nye, the valve guy. Oh, we need to make that, Six. We would get to the top of Dota 2 for sure. r/Dota 2 for sure.
I mean, honestly, if we just released our bumpers individually, they would get there.
They really would.
The problem is we attached them to this garbage podcast.
Listen, I'll make some really... We'll make short little videos. I'll put them up on my YouTube. And we'll put them up there. Gabe Nye the Vow. Where's my list of...
See, watch. Hello. You're going to see
this
it break.
This is Gabe Newell.
Science
and
rules.
Bang.
What?
Oh, wait. Okay, so it's going to have a Kerbin escape orbit.
Is it just... It's just yeeting itself?
Well, once it reaches this point, it'll recalculate. And it'll probably become a solar orbit. Unfortunately, we're not going to have any moon encounters. So in this world, we've got two moons. We've got the regular moon, and we've got Minmus, which is much smaller.
I see.
But we're going to miss that. Oh, okay. You can see this is what our new orbit's going to become.
Okay. A very wide orbit.
It's a little inside of a regular Earth orbit, but yeah. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Six, I don't care. We have a very important announcement about the home of New Earth.
Well, I'm waiting for you to talk, Nicholas. Go.
Okay. I'm excited to announce that I'm expecting...
Defend this tower. Gondor has been slain. Grand Mutant Slime has been slain. One of your structures is under attack. Zorgath has been slain. Quadra kill.
What exactly are you expecting?
My kitchen cabinets to arrive tomorrow.
Okay.
That's right.
So what kind of kitchen cabinets did you get, Nicholas?
Well, 4 months ago, I knew it was going to take 4 months, but it was 4 months ago that I ordered. I might have even talked about it. It was so fucking long ago. There's a thing called Ready to Assemble, RTA cabinets, which is basically... IKEA style, right? It's flat packed and you have to put them together yourself. Mm-hmm. Like everything with the House of New Earth, essentially kind of overbuild everything, just kind of engineering typical, just kind of go nuts with it sometimes.
Right.
Beyond reason. It's just like, listen, I'm doing it once. It's for me. No contractor or designer or anybody would ever like do everything that I've done. And that's I like that. I like that I've done it. I know how I've done it. It's fairly unique. My floor, my hickory floor, quite rare. So my cabinets are RTA, 3/4-inch plywood, American plywood, from this place in Oregon that does like super custom-sized RTA.
Not your Mennonites? No Mennonites this time?
No Mennonites. Yeah, I'm sure there's people. I mean, I met the guy who finished my floor there. Absolutely, I'm sure I could have, you know, gotten new names. But custom cabinets, I mean, honestly, they might have been the same price as these. But like solid, like
isn't plywood shitty? I mean, like, it's strong, but it's not like fancy. Why are these so expensive?
So kitchen cabinets typically made all IKEA with particle board.
Sure, particle board
MDF,
is dog shit.
Medium density fiberboard or particle board. Yeah. Often thinner. Plywood is really nice for... Plywood is like what you want for kitchen cabinets. That's what you have to use. Like, you can't really use hardwood, right? That would be insane.
Why not?
So, like, you know how wide a cabinet is, right?
Yes.
Or how deep a cabinet is? Imagine if that side was a slab. You're suggesting it's a slab of wood.
Yes.
That's incredibly expensive. For a 3/4-inch, like a 3-foot by 2-foot slab. I mean, not incredibly, but to even just one cabinet, insanely expensive. And actually, you don't want that because it's more dimensionally unstable than plywood. Because plywood is more random, like, direction, well, thinner, and then it's sandwiched with stuff, it's actually better. It doesn't swell and, like, warp as much, generally, I think. I'm kind of bullshitting here, but it's generally, than a solid piece of wood. So you never build them out of slabs. That'd be wild. So, there's different grades of plywood for sure, but like the grade they use, it's good. 3/4 inch is this is the only place I could find that actually did 3/4 inch. Usually it's 1/2 inch plywood.
So it's gonna be a real thick motherfucker.
Oh, it's gonna be whoever. So my floor, right? It's hickory, hard as fuck. It's nailed down with cleats, and it's also glued down. Whoever wants to renovate this house in 50 years or whatever, gonna fucking hate me. Perfect. Great. Don't touch anything, motherfucker. They're gonna try to take out the first board, like, maybe I just refinish it instead of... And my cabinets, you try to knock them out, you're gonna hurt the sledgehammer. That's what I want. Because usually all the other places that did, like, RTA were 1/2 inch, and I'm like, well, there is a place that does 3/4. I might as well. And they're going to be white shaker cabinets. Basically means it's a very simple style. The upper cabinets go almost all the way to the ceiling, and then I'm going to put crown molding up there, so there's no like ledge up there that will just collect dust and grease, which would be really nice. And holy moly, it's going to start to look like a kitchen, because after I put cabinets in, then I get countertop. The appliances, I'm finalizing some quotes right now to decide. It's going to take a while. It's going to take quite a while for some of these appliances because, you know, my supply chain and Six has crashed. Six has crashed a while ago. Great. I'm going to get countertops after that. I think I've mentioned I'm going to do stainless steel countertops over much of it.
Yeah.
Really excited to get that in. I got to get a sink, actually. Yeah, I got to get a sink. My appliances, finalizing, figuring out where I'm buying them. I think I've finalized what I'm buying. It's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while. Some of them have 2023 dates because supply chain. So I'm going to have that old stove for a while, it looks like, and I might put in a temporary range hood. Because the range hood's pretty fucking far out. Within a
like
few...
It extends out too far?
No, like it will arrive in mid-2020.
Oh, that kind of far out.
Like it's
far out. It's in the chronological distance.
Yeah,
it's
chronological. Yeah. I think the fridge should get here. Dishwasher, similar, I think a little bit longer. That's fine. I've been washing dishes by hand since you were in diapers, son.
That's not true.
No, it's literally not true.
I'm older than you.
Six, look down. What are you wearing? How did that get there?
Socks? What's the...
A diaper.
What am I... Oh, okay. Ah!
It's the surprise diaper. It's a Snuggies commercial.
I didn't recognize it. I didn't look... I looked, didn't look... far enough down. I just sort of tilted my head a little bit and I saw my feet. So I'm wearing diaper, but also socks.
You're wearing diaper?
I'm wearing
That's
diaper.
Like, you're at the Oscars. Like, so who are you wearing today? Oh, I'm wearing diaper. So the appliance is going to be pretty, something going to be pretty far out, but I actually still have to get my propane stuff put in. So that's totally fine for my dual fuel.
Tell me you're not doing that yourself.
No.
Okay, listen, you're like, well, you do literally build probes, but you know.
To be fair, I have originally I was going to dig the hole for and like the trench and everything for the propane tank because I'm going to do a
bury. Oh, you're one of those hole digging guys.
Well, I've got a tractor. I've access to a tractor with a front loader thing, so it's not that hard. But I think I'm at the point now where I'm probably going to pay money to for somebody service. I'm going to pay money for goods and services. I'm going to slightly value my time. Just fair a little. Enough. I mean, I'm recording this podcast, so, you know.
Yeah.
Neither of us have self-respect.
What are the worst episodes we've ever recorded? Pure, like, honestly, I don't know if the internet had worked out if it would be that much better. But the internet has not helped.
This is like, so the Battle Crow, right? The podcast which we record while playing a video game. This was not that. This was also not the original Minus One episode, which was about playing Kerbal Space Program. This was Six playing Kerbal Space Program. Well, I kind of hosted, and Six came in at certain...
Well, we agreed it was a good idea.
No, I agreed. No, it's... I'm not... There's no blame here, and I wouldn't change anything. It's just, you know, we're doing the review at the end of the episode, you know? I mean, I think it's fine.
I think my review is, if we're going to do this, we probably need to be streaming it.
I was going to say, this, we should just stream this sometimes. Stream? Did you say stream?
Hello!
I am
Gabe Newell.
Hololive-E-N.
This isn't working. That's what I get for working at Microsoft.
Ship it.
So there's a friend I have at work who's like childhood friend from like school, right? And we work at the same spot.
And they came up to you and they were like, "Hello,
hello,
I am Gabe Gore."
Gabe Gore. I'm like, I knew it. So similar, you know, imagine being around my sense of humor, or you know where it happened. Where imagine
that
being
sounds
around
awful.
And so there's, you know, we have work IM, right? Like intranetwork IM. So we talk sometimes. And the other day, I explained the concept of VTubing to them and how much money there is in the virtual tuber streaming world and everything, by introducing Gabe Gura, who's the most famous virtual tuber, in order to
Okay, hang on. We're having a good... You do have to clarify. It's Gargura. Gabe Gura is our joke. Right?
Whoops. It's just in my
it's
head.
It's a very
now.
Funny joke.
We're gonna have her on the show one time and be like, and today we have with us Gabe Gura. Yeah. That'll be awkward. So I explained the concept of VTubers to them, like, oh, I had like heard about that. And then, you know, shocked, like, there's how much money? This Gura, the shark anime waifu, makes how much money? All to, of course, do my anti-joke about vegetable tubers. it was a while. And then I knew what he was going to say. He typed dot, 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 sent the message. That was really worth the buildup. I say, that was absolutely not worth the buildup. He replies, yep. So just to let you know, I'm still trying out my vegetable tuber joke. I really like the jokes that are, hey, you know X? Introducing Y, and Y is just, oh, we crashed again. Well, Six just crashed again, but maybe we're going to start streaming some stuff. I forget if we made a Bottle Grow Twitch account. We'll either use the Scanline Media Twitch account, twitch.tv/scanlinemedia, or my Twitch account, twitch.tv, I hope this is how you link Twitch links, /UraniumHeart. I think you can find links on our Twitters if you go to the Bottle Crow Twitter, and my Twitter, and Six's Twitter, Scanline Media's Twitter. I don't know, you can Google stuff. I believe in you, Gabe Google. Did I have anything else to say? Yeah. Oh, I am like... I guess I'm using my Twitch a little more. I'm playing. I have a friend who like played music on Twitch, like small music streamer. There's like a community of small music stream. It's very strong. So I've been getting back into playing music and stuff. And so Six keeps messaging me. Just edit this part, Six. I know you're not going to edit it at all, but you know, just edit this part out where I'm thinking. You've speech jammed my brain. Anyways, twitch.tv/UraniumHeart for some Kerbal Space Program, maybe for -3. Yeah, maybe we'll think about that. But thank you for joining us. Six, where can people find you on the internet?
I stopped recording.
Just do it now, and we'll use my Discord track. I'll put it in my soundboard file.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Oh, right. Just because you don't even fucking need me. Why don't you edit this? Yeah.
I mean, I can't get it up tomorrow. My problem.
How soon can you get it up?
I don't. So I work tomorrow. Thing is, so my kitchen cabinets are coming tomorrow.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll take
it. It's okay if you can't get it tomorrow.
It's fine. You can find me on Twitter at @SixDetmar. You can find the show at Bottle Crow. You can find my work at scanlandmedia.com or patreon.com/scanlandmedia.
Okay. I said we're going to stream sometime on Scanland Media or mine or whatever, because we should. The gaming and stuff.
Yeah,
I think
we totally should. Why don't we do that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I was gonna say we should do it Sunday, but we're already probably going to do a Battle Crow redo on Saturday. We're having an intensive
schedule. But I think, so Battle Crows, I think once or twice a year, we're going to release Battle Crow in like the main feed or do like a non-paywall exclusive one, right? What if we streamed
that one
live on Twitch and with video?
That's a good idea. Because
it...
That's a good idea.
I think we're going to try some video stuff because I think people seem to like that. And so a Battle Crow, you know, watching us play the game while podcast is probably an engaging piece of content. Or content.
You know, I bet I could, through Parsec, I bet I could do it so that where I'm playing Kerbal, but you can interfere with the controls.
That would be good. We'll figure it out. You can find me, Twitter/_UraniumHeart, I guess. And there's some... Oh, I wanted to plug... Nobody's listening anymore, but to find the Bottle Crow Discord, it's on our Twitter page. It's the pinned link on the Bottle Crow... @BottleCrow on Twitter page, if you're hankering for that Discord.
Mm-hmm. Get all the show notes, get a lot of great screenshots of Kerbal.
Of energy drinks, just snacks, jacks.
Yeah.
Six.
Cocktails. Yes.
I think it would be like a great Foley. You think I should order some, like a jacks set off of Amazon for next time so we can have jacks?
Like as in the metal,
the little metal jacks.
Like,
and then sometimes we just go to jacks and I roll the jack.
I listen. Okay. I'm down. Get down, you little mama, the fool and the sense like emoji.
Peace out.